Diabetic retinopathy, also known as maculopathy, occurs in 1 in 3 adults with diabetes, according to the National Library of Medicine. At its early stages, the disease is almost asymptomatic. If it is not treated in time, the retina will be affected, leading to serious consequences, up to diabetic blindness. It is not possible to cure retinopathy completely. However, there are effective methods which can prevent the development of the pathology and allow the patient to retain their sight. In this article, we will tell you about modern treatments and clinics that specialize in treating this condition. Early detection of diabetic retinopathy. In the early stages of diabetic retinopathy, there is a much better chance of stopping the loss of vision. However, usually at the beginning, patients do not feel any symptoms, so they end up seeking medical help too late. To avoid severe consequences and preserve vision, doctors recommend regular checkups. Foreign clinics have developed special checkup programs for the early detection of eye diseases. Such ophthalmological diagnostics only take 1-2 days. After that, the patient receives the results of diagnostics with detailed recommendations on the presence of abnormalities, either in person or by email. You can also take time out for a checkup when you are on holiday abroad. Diagnostic techniques for diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy can be suspected when a person has visual impairment associated with diabetes mellitus. The main symptoms of diabetic retinopathy are decreased visual acuity, flickers and floating dark spots in front of the eyes, pain and redness in the sclera, retinal hemorrhages. Accurate diagnosis is necessary before diabetic retinopathy can be treated. The main methods of examination are: ophthalmoscopy establishes the presence of retinopathy, color fundus photography determines the stage of the disease, fluorescence angiography assesses the extent to which the vessels of the eye are affected, optical coherence tomography examines the macula to establish the degree of macular edema. Treatment of diabetic retinopathy by stage. Based on the examination, the doctor determines the stage of the disease and prescribes the appropriate treatment. There are 3 stages of the disease: non-proliferative, early stage, pre-proliferative, medium degree of retinal damage, and proliferative diabetic retinopathy, severe damage of the retinal vessels. Retinopathy at an early stage without retinal vascular lesions is not treated. Patients only need to have a checkup every 2-4 months to monitor its progression. At this stage, it is advisable to keep blood sugar and blood pressure from rising. If the examination shows changes in the retina, the doctor prescribes treatment with corticosteroids and anti-VEGF drugs. These medications help to reduce abnormal vascular growth and reduce retinal edema. The medication is injected directly into the vitreous body of the eye. The procedure is painless as it is performed under local anesthesia. Currently, several anti-VEGF drugs approved by the FDA are successfully used in foreign clinics. In addition, a procedure is performed to implant the drug into the vitreous body to treat the retina. The active ingredient is gradually released and acts over a period of 3-6 months, thus ensuring a lasting therapeutic effect. The treatment helps to reduce swelling and stop the inflammatory process. In more advanced stages of retinopathy, doctors resort to the following treatment methods: laser photocoagulation. During the procedure, a laser beam is used to glue the affected retinal vessels together. The treatment stops the growth of abnormal blood vessels and reduces the swelling of the retina. The procedure is performed under local anesthesia and lasts 15 minutes on average. The complete course of treatment requires 1-2 sessions. Vitrectomy. This is a microsurgical procedure during which the affected vitreous body, the glandular transparent mass filling the eyeball, is partially or fully removed from the eyeball. The cavity is filled with a special silicone or gas. The operation is done through a micropuncture and is done under local or general anesthesia. Treating retinopathy in diabetics with stem cells. Despite existing therapies such as laser photocoagulation and drug injections, their effectiveness may be limited if patients do not respond to therapy or experience side effects. Consequently, researchers around the world are actively exploring the potential of using stem cells to treat diabetic retinopathy. The use of stem cells is a promising approach to treating diabetic retinopathy. A unique feature of stem cells is their ability to migrate to diseased tissues and take root there, replacing diseased cells. Once in the center of the pathology, they facilitate rapid regeneration of the diseased organ, including the retina. Diabetes treatment with stem cells leads to improvement of eye circulation, saturation of tissues with oxygen, and better vision. Besides, stem cells have a positive effect on the pancreas, restoring the functions of the organ and making it produce insulin. The treatment is completely safe and patients have hardly any side effects. The use of stem cells in the treatment of diabetic retinopathy opens up an era in medicine and could be a breakthrough in preserving visual function in patients. Marco Zarbin, a renowned U.S. ophthalmologist, says the following about the treatment of retinopathy with stem cells. Research has demonstrated how the use of stem cells to replace damaged cells in the retina can improve visual acuity. This treatment is used for patients who have lost photoreceptors and pigment epithelial cells, a type of cell that cannot be regenerated and is essential for vision. The new treatment involves replacing diseased cells with embryonic or pluripotent stem cells extracted from the skin or other parts of the eye, which, once modified, are able to perform the same function as the damaged retinal cells. This therapy is now in trials and has shown very good results in people with retinal dystrophy, retinitis pigmentosa and diabetic retinopathy. Where to get treatment for retinopathy and diabetes? Stembio Clinic in Turkey. The Stembio Clinic in Turkey offers patients all the possibilities of cellular therapy. The clinic is internationally certified with ISO, cGMP and DIATCP. Here, cells are harvested, processed and prepared for stem cell therapy. All procedures are carried out in accordance with international standards. Selvera Clinic in the Czech Republic. The medical center specializes in the treatment of stem cells. For its compliance with high-quality standards and the use of modern technologies, the clinic has been approved by the National Institute for Drug Control, the International Consortium for Cell Therapy and Immunotherapy, ICTI, as well as the GMP. In addition, diabetic retinopathy is treated with modern methods in the clinics. Beitigers Eye Center, Lif Medical Center, Kwion Salud Clinic in Trevia, Sprebogen Ophthalmology Center, Hanulai Clinic, Dunyagets Ophthalmology Center, Veni Vidi Eye Center, Sheba Medical Center. How much does it cost to treat diabetic retinopathy in 2023? The cost of diabetic eye care varies from country to country, depending on the complexity of the condition, the method and the duration of the treatment. Average cost of retinopathy treatment abroad. Laser photocoagulation, Turkey, from $1,000, Spain, from €2,500, South Korea, from $2,000, Germany, from €2,900. Vitrectomy, Turkey, from $1,200, Spain, from €1,800, South Korea zero from €2,300, Germany, from €2,000. Stem cell therapy for diabetes. Turkey, from $18,000, Czech Republic, from $14,000, Spain, from €20,000,